From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan officials say two suicide bombings in Kabul Tuesday killed more than 30 people and wounded at least 80. Witnesses say the bombers targeted a convoy of officials leaving the offices of parliament. Top security officials and members of parliament are said to be among the victims. The Taliban claimed responsibility. In another incident, an explosion in Kandahar Tuesday killed at least 11 people and wounded 18. The provincial governor and the ambassador of the United Arab Emirates are among the victims. U.S. President Barack Obama is scheduled at this hour to deliver his farewell address to the American people. We have coverage at voanews.com. A measure that would increase sanctions on Russia for its alleged interference in the recent U.S. presidential election has been submitted to Congress by a bipartisan group of lawmakers. The Countering Russian Hostilities Act of 2017 would impose visa bans on some Russian individuals and freeze their assets. It would codify sanctions already imposed by President Barack Obama and would authorize $100 million to counter Russian propaganda. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres laid out his vision Tuesday for returning the organization's focus from largely responding to conflicts to actually preventing them. Guterres spoke to a packed chamber of the UN Security Council in his first appearance there since taking office on January 1st. The 67-year-old former Portuguese Prime Minister and UN refugee chief said that while the causes of crises are interlinked, the U.S. response remains fragmented. He urged a new integrated approach that would include addressing root causes. This is VOA News.